Okay, there's sheets around if people want. Tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to maintain our long-standing practice of devoting the Thursday night shiur, the week of Parshas Emor, to a topic relating to the Mitzvah Sirus Omer, because the Mitzvah Sirus Omer, of course, is found in Parshas Emor, and it's also obviously Minyan of the Yomer. Parshas Emor always falls during the week, so Sirus Omer, coming up to Lag B'Omer, Bez Hashem on Sunday, and so on. So I'd like to speak about, again, a matter related to Sirus Omer. Sirus Omer, as we've pointed out many times in the past, is a very rich subject. A lot of halachic rabbinic literature about it. There's only one siman in the Shulchan Aruch about it, but a lot of the halachic issues touch on matters related to Sirus Omer. So we'll begin with the psukim as they appear here in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel, psukim Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. Right, you should count on the day starting on the day after the Shabbos. Shabbos, as Rashi explained in the second source, it means Yontif, not what we call Shabbos. Yontif also is the way of Shabbos. It means the day after the first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach. Seven full weeks. There, Rashi makes an interesting comment on the word Tmimos Tiena in the second source. Milamed Shemaskil Umone Miba Erev says Rashi, this teaches us that the proper time to count the Omer is at night, in the evening. Okay? Sheimlokain Einon Tmimos. Tmimos means full. So every day of the Sira, all 49 days, has to be a full day, a day that's fully labeled. Today is day, we just counted the Marrow, we just counted 31 now. Today is day 31. You got to cover the whole day. So you got to do it sometimes towards the beginning of the day. And the halakhic beginning of the day is at night. If you wait until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to count, it's not going to be a full day. So Rashi says at least the proper time is to count in the evening, okay, as opposed to during the day. Sheva Shavos is Tmimos Tiena. That's what Tmimos means. Full, complete. Every day should be a complete day. Then it says in the second pasuk Tazayin, Ad Mimochas Hashabbos Hashvit Tishvuch Habishviyom Yikap Tamincha Chadosh Hashem. You count till the end of the 7 weeks. And ad below ad bichlav, Rashi says ad mochas Shabbos, 49 days. It says 50 means till the 50th, right? Not including the 50th, 49 days. Okay, and then on the 50th day you bring this carbon, right? And on the 50th day, chamishim yom v'krav temincha chadash Hashem. On the 50th day, we call that Shavuot. You bring a special carbon, mincha chadash. It's called a new mincha. It's the first mincha offering, which comes from the new crop, from the new wheat crop, and it's in the the Sirus Omer period is bracketed by two carbonas, right? The carbon that kicks it off is known as the carbon Omer. That's the second day of Pesach, which is a barley offering. Okay, and the Shavuos at the end of the 49 is another mincha offering for the Shnei Alechem, which is a wheat offering. Okay, all from the new grain. Okay, now, that's one place where Sirus Omer is found here in Parshas Emor. There is one other place in the Chumash where the mitzvah is found, and that is in Parshas Re'eh, Dvarim, Perek Tes Zayin, Vasuk Tes, Shiva Shavuos Tispalach. Count 7 weeks. When you begin to take the, whatever that implement is, the cuts, I think it's called a sift, the S-C-Y-T-H-E, right, that cuts the grain. When you begin to cut the grain, right, then you begin to count the 7 weeks. As Rashi there in Re'ei says in source 4, he says, Mishenikta Omer Shehu Reishis HaKatsir. When you count cut the first of the new crops of that spring, in the springtime, that's when you begin counting. Pesach time is the harvest, when the new grain comes out. Not the harvest, but the time when it first comes out. So that's when you cut this grain, and that's when you begin. So I point that out, first of all, because it appears that there are two different mitzvahs related to Sirus Omer. You look at our sedra here in Parshas Emor, it speaks about counting days. Tisbu Chamishim Yom. Count up to 50 days, up till day 50. Emphasis on days. And in Parshas Re'eh, the emphasis on the weeks. Shiva Shavuos, Tisbu. So really, there's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks. Okay, and that's exactly what the Gemara says in Menachos Taf Samech Vav Menachos. Many of the laws of Sirus Omer are found in Maseches Menachos. Like I said before, Sirus Omer, the mitzvah kicks off with the bringing of the Minchas Omer, that carbon that's brought on the second day. So Mincha offering means an offering involving no living creatures, no animals, no birds, just the grain. It's a flower offering. Okay, plant.
So
what's that?
Why not bring it at night?
So it's a good point. We'll see that in the Gemara shortly. Okay, the truth is, we'll see in the Gemara shortly in a Medrash why you don't do it at night.
If you did, it would be acceptance of all the other Kabbalah.
Exactly. The general rule, the Beis HaMikdash was not open for business at night. There were no karbanos brought at night. And there were other activities going on. I won't say it's not open for business. It wasn't open for public business. No karbanos brought at night. But anyway, but you would cut the Omer, okay? So that's one thing. So we count both days and weeks. That's why I brought in the Pasuk and Parshas Re'eh. But also to show you that Rashi, there seems to be a link between the cutting of the Omer and the counting of the Omer. Let's clarify the And the word Omer is a measurement, like a gallon. It's a measurement. It's an Omer is worth of barley, okay? But somehow that became the nickname of the carbon, and that's the mitzvah counting from the Omer, from that Omer offering. So the Gemara in Menachos, like I said, these are mincha offerings, so there's a mesechta called mitzvah. The two primary large mesechtas that deal with carbonas. One is called Zvachim. That's about the carbonas that come from animals and birds, living creatures. And Menachos is about the carbonas that come from flour, grain, and so on. So in Maseches Menachos, the Samaf Amarav, the Gemara says five. Gufa Amar Abaye, Mitzvah in the Yom, Mitzvah in the Shui. There's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count weeks. And indeed, Rabbanu de Berevashi, Manu Yom, Manu Shui. That was the practice, which is our practice to this day. We mentioned both the day and the week, right? In fact, there's one sheet in the Rishonim, actually two different mitzvahs in the counting of the Taryag, not for tonight, but there is such a sheet there, yeah. So, but Amemar, the Gemara says, money yom below money shur. The practice of Amemar is he mentioned the days. He didn't bother counting the weeks. Why? Amar zechel amikdashu. It's a very important point, not really so much for tonight's discussion. We spoke about it a few years ago. But he said, it's a zechel amikdash, meaning that today, the mitzvah Sirus Omer does not really have its full force, d'oraisa. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, not a biblical mitzvah today. Why not? It says in the Torah. We just read the psukim, two different places. So why should it not be a biblical mitzvah today? So many assume that there's a link between the bringing of the carbon. The Pasuk says it, our Sedra, the very first source, the Pasuk, Parakram Gimel, Pasuk says, Usfartim Lachem Rachas, Miyom Haviyachemes Omer Hatrufa. You begin counting on the day you bring that carbon, implying linkage between the carbon and the mitzvah, so the absence of the carbon, because no Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah. And that's what the Meimor says, only a Zechel HaMikdash. And as Rashi says, there in Menachos Hamavam Manav, 6, Amir Mani Omer Shuri, Amar Hai Minyan Abdahas Tolav Chobu. It's not such a strong obligation. Don't have to be so precise. A zecher. Zecher means you commemorate. So whatever it does, it reminds you. Don't have to be as precise. Okay? The whole lecha omer, a zecher mitzvah shpamu, hilchu biyomei sagi. It's enough to mention the days. When you do a zecher mitzvah, you don't have to do exactly what they did. Some of the zecher means to recall, to think about. Okay, now, the sifra in Parshas, sifra is the halachic medrash and Parshas and Sefer Vayikra, here and more. The source 7, Parsha Yud, Perek Yud Beis. And the Gemara earlier on that same page in Menachos, Samaf Amaral, has the same discussion, your question. Okay? So it's basically three things that we've seen in association with the Omer. There's the cutting of the grain, the actual cutting of the grain, Ksiras HaOmer. There's bringing the carbon, Havos HaOmer, and then there's the counting. So the Gemara has all discussion. What is the time frame for each? There's a Sifra has Miyom Lechem Tispu, Yachol Yikto, Yavim Yispo, Emos HaShiyute. Maybe, can you do it any time during that day? You can cut, you can bring it and count anytime you want. The Talmud Omar, Mehachel Chemesh Makama, Tochel Lispor. Okay? So first of all, again, it's the same thing more or less as the Sifra and Emor Parshiyud Perikyud Beis over there, and the Gemara Menachos Hamavav. So we'll use the Gemara because there you have Rashi to explain. It says, Mehachel Chemesh Makama, Mashmala Achar Ktir, Vekorava, Tochel Lispor. The implication is, the Pasuk in Re'eh that I showed you before, when does the mitzvah of Sirus Omer go into effect? Only after you've cut the Omer. Only after cutting. Mehachel, Chemesh Bachoma, then Tochel Lispor. After you've cut the Omer, right, after you cut the Omer. I guess you could, but...
Okay,
how far does it go? Anyway, so where is the Talmud? Mehachel, Chemesh Bachoma, Tochel Lispor. So maybe... what about the but is it really, what about the bringing of the Omer? There it says miyom haviyachemes Omer atzmoah. You bring it during the day. Aside from this point from before, all the carbonos during the day. There the Torah specifically mentions miyom haviyachem. Right again in our pasuk. So that means it has to be during the day. So maybe everything should be byom. And the Gemara says no. Back to that concept of Talmud Omer sheva shabosu tzmilos tiyanu. Amosai atamotis sheva shabbosos tmimos. When do you have tmimos? Only if you count in the evening. So maybe everything should be in the evening. No, it's the opposite. You put everything together. Okay, and this is Sifra and this is Gemara and so on. You put everything together. The cutting is at night. The counting is at night. And the bringing of the carbon is during the day. That's what comes out. That's the conclusion. Hakeitz of 7 and of 8. Hak of the Sifra and the Gemara. Okay, the Ksira Usir Balaila Vahava Bayom. Okay, that's the din. Okay, now the question is, all right, so you're supposed to cut the Omer at night. When? Does it matter when? Anytime during the night? So indeed, there is a Mishnah Megillah, source 10. Megillah Chaf Mud Beis, the Mishnah says, Kol Halayla Kosher Ksiris Omer. Anytime at night. As long as it's night, you have to do it at night, anytime during the night. That's the Mishnah Megillah Chaf Mud Beis. Then there's another Mishnah in Menachos again, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, 11. It says a little different. It says, Mitzvaso Liktzer Balayla. The proper thing, the mitzvah is to cut it at night, but Niktzer Bayom Kosher. But if, whatever reason, they didn't do it at night, you do it during the day, it's also okay. Whereas the proper thing is to do it at night. If not, and then it also says, by the way, Dochas HaShabbos. You can even cut on Shabbos. Special din, not for today, but you can even cut on Shabbos. Okay? Now, how do you know that it's kosher if you count it during the day? So the Gemara has a derivation on Ayin Beis and Aleph based on a pasuk there, Menachos, based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Vayikra Perek Beis Pasuk Yudalot, source 13, talks about a mincha called Minchas Bikurim. Minchas Bikurim means the first Bikurim is always the first fruit. So Minchas Bikurim is the first crops of the first carbon of the crops of the new year. That's the carbon omer and the second day of Pesach, called the Minchas Bikurim. So it says, V'im takriv Minchas Bikurim. Here, im, Rashi points out, doesn't mean im, if, it's when. Okay, so im has four different explanations. So here it means that it's not rishul, it's not optional if you'll bring it, you have to bring it. Okay? That's the Rashi in 14, Vayikra Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalad, Shari Minchas Omer, custom adopted. This Pasuk in Pasuk, it's talking about the Minchas Omer, so it's obligatory. Fine, it's called the Minchas Bikurim. All right. Anyway, so the word is takriv. So the Gemara Menachos, Ayin Beis Amalala, 15, Davar Acher, takriv, Lefisha Mitzvosa, Litzvolala, Minayin Shutzvoyom, Kosher, Talmud Omer, takriv. Okay, so the Gemara has the word takriv, you have to bring it no matter what. So if you didn't cut it at night, you cut it during the day. That's the din. Okay, and that is the halach. If you look at the Rambam, Hilchus Tzvidim Usafin, Perek Zayin, halach above, Mitzvah. So what night? By the night of the 16th, right? The first day of Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. When that day's over, the night of the 16th, that's the proper time. So the light of the night of the 16th. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Whether it's a week or Shabbos, doesn't matter. It's a Friday night. Doesn't matter. Okay, for this din, it's docha Shabbos. Okay, and then halacha zayin. The Rambam writes v'chol ha'layla kosher l'ksir t'omer. You can cut the omer all night. V'im kasru b'yom kosher. If you cut it during the day, it's also still kosher. Good. Now, now the question, I think so. Right. Now, let's bring this over to the Mitzvah Siris Omer, because we explained before, there's a linkage between, not only a linkage between Siris Omer and the carbon, but also a link between Sira and Ksira. The Gemara says, remember again, that was the Gemara and the Sifra, both said that the Ksira and the Sira is at night. The Havah, the bringing the carbon, is during the day. So now, what about count? So when do you have to count exactly? So Tosus there in Megillah. Remember, back in Source 10, we had the Mishnah Megillah says Kol Alayla Kosher Tzir's Omer Megillah Chaf and Beis. The Tosus is Omer Rabbeinu Tam Kol Alayla Kosher Tzir's 18. Omer Rabbeinu Tam Shim Shochach Levarch Balayla Lo Yivarch B'Yom. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the Mitzvah Tzir's Omer is a nighttime mitzvah. You can do it any time during the night. Tzir's Omer now. But if you didn't count during the night, that's it. You missed it for that day. You're out. For that day. So, we'll get to all that. But for right now, Rabbeinu Tam is saying a general rule. There's no mitzvah to count the Omer during the day. If you missed it at night, then that's it. You can't count that day anymore. There's no such thing as count. Right. He's not talking about a bracha. Right. There's no kiyama mitzvah to count during the day. You want to, because you say whatever you like, but there's nothing, you can say till him too. It doesn't mean anything. The midst of the night. Well, he didn't say, one second. What he did not say is that if you miss the night, then you can't continue next night. He didn't say that. One step at a time. First step, he says, is that the mitzvah of Sirius Homer is a nighttime mitzvah. You have to count that night. It's like eating matzah. If I didn't eat matzah at the Seder, we don't say, okay, so I can eat the matzah in the morning. You can't. The mitzvah is a nighttime mitzvah, period. That's what he says. Yeah.
What happened
in Mitzvah when there was an Omer,
and you didn't count it that night?
But
you didn't cut it that night. How would you have the
Tmimus
of that day?
That's a good question. So maybe, I guess maybe you wouldn't. I'm not sure. I mean, the evidence option could be that you wouldn't count that night. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, when did it start?
Right.
Okay, it's a good question. Let's see what they did. I just want to clarify the sheet of the Tom. When the Tom says, let's look at it. Shimshachach levarach b'lai, lower levarach b'yom. Why? Kedemasta, the high stomach of the Masnissin. Because this Mishnah here in Megillah, that's what he's operating on, says that kol alayla kashon tzitzin counts all night, but it doesn't say it counts. It's a nighttime mitzvah. He's basing it on the fact that Mishnah, I didn't print the whole Mishnah, it's a long Mishnah. That Mishnah has a whole bunch of mitzvahs which apply during the day, and a whole bunch of mitzvahs apply during the night. And so those mitzvahs apply during the day, you do during the day, and those mitzvahs apply during the night, you do during the night. If you didn't do it, let's say you talk there about the Tzitzis Lulav. Tzitzis Lulav is a daytime mitzvah. If I didn't take the Lulav during the day, and there's no point, I mean, want to pick it up, go ahead, but it doesn't accomplish it, it's not a mitzvah. So here it's the same thing, if I didn't count the Omer night, so says I'm in the top. Now, he says,
even though you're not doing a mitzvah, that it allows for the continuity of
the Shilhesh. Let's see. But we'll get to it. But the point
during the day.
Yeah, let's see. But Rav Tam answered. Rav Tam says nothing about that. He says the mitzvah of Sirius Omer is counting at night. Period. You missed it at night? Okay, so you missed it for that day. But it's got nothing to do. And as Rav Tam says, the next night, they have a new mitzvah count again. Well, that, if I didn't put on tefillin today, we don't say, oh, now you can't put on tefillin tomorrow. Sorry. It's a separate mitzvah. We'll get to it. Okay? He's not. All he's saying is this, the mitzvah is a nighttime mitzvah. Well, he didn't say anything about what the next night. Okay, let's stick to what he says. All he said. Let's read. Yes, so levarach means the whole thing. Right. Correct. And yes, one second. Well, why do I say that? Seven at a time. Doesn't the other Mishnah in Menachos say by the cutting, if you didn't cut at night, you can cut during the day. So maybe it's the same thing by counting. Why don't I say that? Says Rabbeinu Tam. We linked it to cutting. So why am I following what it says here in Megillah, Kol Alayla Kasher L'Ktzirus HaOmer, and not during the day, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said, but there's an other Mishnah in Menachos that I printed in Source 11 that says you're supposed to do it at night. If you didn't, you could do it during the day. So Rabbeinu Tam's asking on himself, so to speak, why don't I say you do the same thing by Sir? So he says, first of all, he says, Stama D'Hach Adifa, this Mishnah is preferable. The Mishnah in Megillah that says only at night is preferable. Why? Because it's listed together with all kinds of other accepted halachas, and therefore things. But oh, more important, he says the field here answers your question now. Leman de Amar, leman de machshir tirus hayom biyom b'di'evad. The Tosfos says openly represented b'di'evad. Those who allow the cutting b'di'evad during the day, modahu gabesir de ain levarach b'yom admits he can't count during the day. So maybe they would have counted at night. I don't know. But anyway, why? We're back to the Tmimos. Now, I'll tell you why I insist you have to count at night. Because it says Tmimos, and counting during the day is not going to yield Tmimos. So therefore, it's a mitzvah that applies at night. If you didn't do it at night, okay, you didn't do it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you count at night, okay, and if you didn't count at night, it's like I didn't eat matzah. The first night I paid, I didn't eat matzah. Okay, so you can't now say, I'll have two pieces of matzah during the day. There's no mitzvah during the day. The mitzvah's at night. Okay? Now, then he quotes, Ubahag, the Baal Halachas, huh? What?
Right before Bahag.
I'm not sure what he's referring to. I don't know.
Right before the word Bahag.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure what he's referring to, because the Bahag has Hilchot Aferes. Maybe it's what's in the Bahag. Okay? Ubahag Kosav, I'll show you in a second. The Hecha, he has a different opinion. He says, Hecha, the insul of Arch Balayla, Yimna lemachar below bracha. The Bahag says, if you didn't count at night, you should count during the day without a bracha. He's the one who originates that practice. If you didn't count at night, you should count without a bracha. Okay? V'chein halacha. Okay? And then he says that's the halacha. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam says there is nothing to... Again, you want to open the siddur. I can open the siddur in the summertime and read that line. Hayom so so so. Doesn't mean anything. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam says you want to do it during the day, gezunt to hate, but it's worthless. Up there. He says it's a nighttime mitzvah. If you didn't do it at night, that's it. Whereas the Bahag says, if I miss it at night, I should do it during the day, but without a bracha. One second. No, he does. Let's see. Avol im shachach laila v'yom. But the Bahag goes on to say, if you forgot the night, it's worse if it's so ingrained in us, because that's the sheet that we follow. That's, I'm trying to break it down for you. The Bahag says, im shachach laila v'yom. If you miss the night and the day, you miss the whole 24-hour unit, then lo yimna od bebracha. Then you're out. You cannot count with a bracha the whole rest of the time. That's what we call you're out. You're out, right? So the Be'ina Tmimos, Veleka, that's how he defines Tmimos. So it's really a machlokas of how you define the term Tmimos. Rabbi Natam understands that Tmimos means every given day has to be Tmimos, therefore you must count at night. And if you didn't count at night, then you're missing an acre part of the mitzvah. So if you're counting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not going to help, it's not going to be Tmimos. Whereas the Bahag says, no, you're supposed to count at night, we all agree. He says if you didn't count at night, you should count in a day without a bracha. But, we'll get to why, okay, but he says that if you forgot an entire 24-hour unit, then you can't go on because Tmimos, he says, modifies the entire unit. And if you're missing a whole one whole piece of that unit, you're out, okay? Veleki won't have it. Then Tosis adds something else at the very end. So it comes out, the Machokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag. In one way, Rabbeinu Tam is more lenient. In one way, Rabbeinu Tam is more stringent. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam holds, if I miss it at night, okay, I miss it, I can't make it up during the day, but that's got nothing to do with the next night. Next night's totally separate. One's got nothing to do with the other. So count tonight. I missed day 31. Okay, I miss it. Well, count tonight. It'll be night 32. Right? So it was according to Rabbeinu Tam, one night of the sphere has nothing to do with the next night. It's like one day of tefillin. That's not, if I didn't put on tefillin today, I'm not put on tefillin tomorrow. It's a new mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold that way. So in that sense, he's more lenient. He says, if I forgot it at night, okay, I forgot it at night. I blew day 31. Okay? That's got nothing to do with day 32 any other day. The Bahag has a leniency, so to speak, that if you miss a night, you can still get credit for that day's mitzvah by counting it during the day. And Rabbeinu Tam says, once night is over, you're done for that day. Okay, well, that's the Mokhav. I'm saying, but it comes out, one's more stringent, one's more lenient. You know, again, the Bahag is more lenient in the sense that if you miss it at night, he says you can get credit for it by counting during the day. All right, for whatever reason, he says that a Brocha, but you can still get credit for the mitzvah. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says you can't. On the other hand, the Bahag says you miss a whole 24-hour unit, then you're done with a Brocha with a son. Rabbeinu Tam said nothing of the sort. Okay. Oh, that's what gets us. Hold on. I'll go. Let's see. The Tosa, at the very end, he Tosa says something else. He mentioned a practice we followed. I'll just show it to you. It says, Acher Shibir Chasir, Omer Hirotzen Shibana, you know, we said this little tefillah to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, as a side point, I mean, that connects to Tzvirs Omer being a Zeichel HaMikdash. Because that's a very beautiful tefillah. How come we don't say it after we put the lulav away or after we finish the Kiyah Shofar? You can say that too then, right? After you put your tefillah on. Why not say Hirotzen Shibana? Nothing wrong. Why do we talk to do it by Sirius Omer? Because Sirius Omer is connected to the Karman Omer. Okay, anyway. That Tosis in Menachah, huh? Yeah, that's the problem. Of course, it is. But anyway, let's look at Tosis in Menachah's Tamach Vamanala. Parallel. Tosis. Zechel Mikdashu. So, first of all, he says that it's a Zechel Mikdash. Therefore, and this comes up, I don't talk about it now, but if you can actually count Sirius Omer early, many shuls have that. Mincha Ma'ariv, you know. Early, or let's say in the summertime, and this time of year, they have a 7 o'clock minyan. By the time you're ready for sure, it's still light out, or it's not fully dark out. He says you can be lean because of the Rabbanan. In fact, maybe it's even better in some ways to get Tmimos. Okay, well, that's the question, not for now. Okay, but more important for us is the following. Okay, he says, second line of 19, Veheicha de Shochach Lispor, Balaila, Pasuk Bahag, Sesofer Bayom. You forgot to count, I can count during a day. Vechein Hainok, Stamma, Season, So Pirkin. Just like the Mishnah says there, Menachah is about the cutting. You didn't do it at night, you can do it during the day. Avonir Lamenatam, Ikar Idah Stamma the Masih. He prefers the other Mishnah like we saw. The Mishnah Megillah, Parashat Megillah, my son is so pigeon, Kalala Kashuk says, Omer Vidaikin, we know the son of Lila doing the Yom, Ma the Yom, well, I don't know, I the Yom, again, all those cases of the Mishnah that divide between day mitzvahs and night mitzvahs. Then look at the end, the 19. Od Pasuk Balach is Dolashim, Hifsik Yom Echer Velo Sofar, Shuv Eno Sofar, Mishum Dubai Atminus. Okay, his sheet says, if you miss a whole 24-hour unit, you're out. Says Tos at the end. We didn't see that in Megillah. V'teima gedolahu v'lo yitachei. That's an astonishing sakepi. That's right. Well, you know, and the pastus is why? Because each night is its own mitzvah. What's what I did last night? I got to do it tonight. What's one thing I got to do the other? I missed day 26. What's I got to do day 27? That's what Tos says. What kind of crazy thing? I missed one, so now I can't do it. We don't say, huh? Right, but still, Tosis is fine. Let's see. Good. So let's see. Right. So I printed for you. Okay. Right, okay, but Tosis disagrees. Okay, but Tosis says he thinks it's incorrect. Okay, that's his opinion. Let's see what this revolves around. I just printed for you. I don't have to read it again. 20 and 21, the two places in the Sefer HaLachos Gedolos. The Bahag is from the time of the Gaonim. Not exactly clear who the word work was called Sefer HaLachos Gedolos, as you see in 20 and 21. Okay, in Siman Yud Beis Hilchas Atzeres, that might be what the Tosfos is referring to. Hilchas Atzeres Shavuos, and it's also in Hilchas Menachos. In two places, the Bahag makes that point. Okay, and the author is simply called the Baal Halachas Gedolos. We don't know who it was. Different opinions. The scholars can debate it. Anyways, I printed it for you so you see it. But take a look. What's the idea of the sheet of Tosfos against the Bahag? That if I miss it at night, when I miss it one night, it's got nothing to do with the next night. So the Rosh in Pesachim, there is no Rosh in Menachos, because the Rosh and the Rif did not write on the Mesechtes that are not fundamentally Halacha L'maisa. They're Karbanos, they're about Kodshim. So the things that are Halacha L'maisa, they crept in other places. So it obviously makes sense to talk about Tzvias only, the end of Pesachim. So the Rosh does. Pesachim Paragutun Mem Aleph. The Rosh writes, the Halacha the Shachar, this boy quotes the whole Machlokas, and so on, and he quotes the Bahag, and at the end he says, V'ein Nira L'ri. The Ri does not agree, the Balei Tosfos do not agree with this Bahag, that if you miss one night, you're out. Why? It says it openly here. D'chol laila v'laila mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi. Because the Balei Tosfos and the Rosh is agreeing, each night is its own mitzvah, and one's got nothing to do with the other. Okay, and therefore, what do you mean if I miss tonight, I can't count? Why? If I miss lulav one day, I can't count, take a lulav next day? I'm not doing it. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Balei Tosfos, the Rosh against the Bahag. Okay? The Sefer HaMachriya, Simen Chof Test 23, that's the Rishai Zitfani, one of the Balei, Balei Tosfos era. Okay? He also, again, he quotes the Bahag, and he actually quotes from Yehudai Gaon. He says, who doesn't agree with the Bahag, but he does say that if you miss the first day, he says the first day is different. The first day has a different story. Then if you miss the whole first day, then you're out. If you miss day 26, you can come back in day 27. But day one, you blow, you're out. Let me come back to that. That's what he said. But then he says further, a proof that the Balei Tosfos are right. How do we know it's one, each night is known mitzvah? Well, take a look about the four lines in the bottom, five in the bottom, kind of the middle. He says, Teda, Shehari b'chol yom v'yom, anu mevarchem, al sfiras ha'omer. Each night we make a new bracha. Each night it's own mitzvah. How do I know? Because because you make a bracha each night. If this were one long mitzvah, you make a bracha once, it would go in the hole, right? But we don't do that. Each night, b'chol yom v'yom, anu mevarchem, al sfiras ha'omer. Bim isa she'en ala mitzvah achas, u'makvin ze'esef. See, what would be a parallel? Okay, a parallel would be to the sheet of the Bahag. You don't think it's so wild. Okay, let's say you have on Sukkot, you have Arba Minim. You have to take a lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Arovim. So let's say a guy's missing the Esrog. Okay, the guy's missing the Esrog. So you don't say, okay, so take the three of them. No. Okay, right. Because it's one unit. So apparently the Bahag says the same thing by Sirius Omer. It's one unit. If you miss a day, so you're missing a piece of the unit. But says the Machriya, but that's not correct. Because the best proof is that each night we make a new bracha. We don't make one bracha in the Esrog, one bracha in the Lulav, a different bracha in the Hadassah, another bracha in the Aravos. When you have its own bracha, that would seem to indicate that it's its own independent mitzvah. But yeah.
How do you say not like that? It makes perfect sense.
Okay, good. We'll have to see. Excellent question.
But yet is a part.
So that's what he's wondering. Yeah. That's what he's wondering. I don't get it. Okay? So he says, and they're not knocking. Let's see. We'll get to it. But hold the thought. Again, other Rishonim deal with this. Shibala HaLeket in Simon Reish Lama Dalad 24 discusses this issue. He also quotes that same way we're talking about the first day being different. We'll see, you know. And again, he also says that he explains that opinion of another. He emphasized the other part of Rabbeinu Tam, that he thinks it's got to be tzmimos and it's got to be at night. And he can't do it during the day. And he says at the end, "Vim shachach v'lo safa b'layla." Rosh says, "Vayom lo yivarchal eshein tzir ela b'layla." Tzir is a mitzvah at night. Okay, and it's a bracha v'atala if you do it during the day. You can't make it no mitzvah during the day. You want to read the line that says in the siddur? Go ahead. But there's no mitzvah. It's a bracha v'atala to say a bracha. Okay.
That was bad.
Yeah, but he still said after the bracha. We'll see. We'll get to that. Okay. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shinvav writes the following, 25, Medina HaMitzvah, Masha Omruzal, Shemitzvah Limnosim of Arab Kneshu Tzmimah, same thing, like the Pasuk says, Tzmimah, etc. It's only Tzmimah you count at night. And he says, V'yesh She'omru, some say, that's about, She'emisha Shachav L'mona Yom Echad She'en Yochal Limnos Od Bo'os HaShana. You're out for the rest of that year. Better luck next year. Okay? L'fi She'kulon Mitzvah Achasi. The way the Chinuch understands the Bahag, The whole unit is one big fat mitzvah. And if you're missing, if it's like the Arba Minim, it's one unit. It's got different, what do you call it, different components, but it's one unit. And if you miss one, out. But he says, your whole count is out. But he says, that's 25. My rabbis don't accept it. Like Tosa said, it can't be. My rabbis don't accept it. That's what the Sefer HaKhinah says also. Now, there is one other opinion that's noteworthy, and that is the Rambam. We take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be a middle position. Excuse me, a middle position. Because he writes in Hilchos Tzniut Sofim Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, mitzvahs aseh lispor sheva shavuos. First of all, the Rambam says the mitzvahs aseh even bizman hazeh. Okay, he doesn't go for this that it's only in zeh chalamikta on the drabana. It's linked to the carbon. So many assume that the Rambam means, the pasuk means that our parsha, it was just telling you the day. And the day, the mitzvah begins on the day when you bring the omer. It doesn't mean you have to, let's say you didn't bring, like Chaim writes, let's say even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had some problem, they didn't bring the carbon omer that year. They couldn't, the rain, they couldn't, whatever happened. So you don't count the omer, you do. The pasuk simply means you begin the mitzvah on the day when that's a marker, it's a calendar day. It doesn't mean that you have to do it. Okay, but anyway, what I'm more interested in now is the Rambam says, you count at night, you have to count to the beginning of the day, which is at night. Then Allah Chav Gimel, the Rambam writes, look at that in 26. Shachach below Mona Balayla, Mona Bayom. If you didn't count at night, you count during the day, implying with a bracha. With a bracha. The Rambam seems to, doesn't say not with a bracha. He says, if you missed it at night, you have all day. And that would be a very, very clear parallel to what? To the Ksiris HaOmer. Okay? The Rambam would hold that just like Nitzer Bayom is kosher. The count during the day, it's also kosher with a bracha. It's not the best part, not the optimal. Like you said before, it was in a lechatzkila in the oven. Lechatzkila should count the omer at night. If you didn't, you count during the day. Doesn't mean you can't count with a bracha. Why not? And the Rambam evidently learns that the either tmimos, okay, that's lechatzkila. But the mitzvah is any time during the day labeled on the calendar as day 25. You can count day 25. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, so that's the third.
Later, so you can make the pshara and
okay,
say,
so,
out of bracha.
All right, so now. But he didn't.
Let's see.
So the Meir, that's my point. The Meiri brings up this idea, okay, in this Psach commentary, Psachim Kuf Chaf Alpha Beis, Din Tzuris Omer, okay. So he says, quotes the Rambam and so on, and he says the proper thing was to count at night, but he says, Mekol Shashachon, Mona Lemarchara, so Sarei Bixira Shibalayim, Kotzim Yom Kosher. He makes a linkage, and he says, since there's a parallel between Tzira and Ksira, just like we said, the cutting of the Omer, you didn't do it at night, you could do it in a day. The Rambam holds, and the Miri seems to hold also, if you didn't count it, I can count during the day, apparently with a bracha. Okay? And that which the Mishnah says you only have at night, that's lechatchila. Okay? The Yeshamonim lechatchila below bracha. Some say, no, you can only count during the day without a bracha. But I don't buy that. The Iker Kedah Swishon lispor bibracha. I hold during the day you should count with a bracha. Okay? Okay, so that's the Meiri. And the Meiri in Megillah, also, Chaf and Reza, that's the Meiri, the Ramasu Kala Laila. He says, some say that, if you count at night, if you miss it, you can't count with a bracha. But Va'ika on the second line, Shesofer af bracha. No, I hold, like the Rambam, you can count with a bracha during the day. It's a 24-hour mitzvah. He's supposed to do it at night. You didn't. You do it during the day, just like the Ksira. So we have, basically, three different shitas over here. The Truas Hadeshen was on a later Rishon in Siman Lamed Zayin in 29. He writes, that seemed to be the consensus view, was you count during the day without a bracha. You never count during the day with a bracha. There was such an opinion Rishon. The Rambam seems to say like that, and the Meiri says like that explicitly. Okay, so you have several different sheetahs on this.
So the Torah
with a bracha. Yeah, once in Tzach, once. Yeah, right. It elaborates more, but the conclusion is there. We'll get there. Patient. We'll be there shortly. Well, so the tour, in terms of the poskim, so you look at the tour, it's even tough pay test or a chayim. The tour quotes in 30, custom ba'alach l'dolos, yeah, that's the ba'akshim, shachach l'avach kalal, she's por b'yom, ve'eno nira l'ri, ma'adoni avarash, al custom, she's por b'yom, b'li bracha. Okay, and that seemed to be the consensus. And custom o ba'akshim, shachach l'avach kalal, shalo yivarach, o b'yom, shalo akhrab. And he quoted Rav Hai, he quotes Rav Hai, he's saying the first night's different, we had a b'yudai going. So the someone said Masad, you're going, okay, that's the Torah. What's the Shulchan Aruch? That's important. Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Zayin. Shachach v'lo berach kol ha'layla yisbar b'yom below bracha. Mechaber Paskin is not like the Rambam the Meiri. On the other hand, not like the Revi and Amin Atam, but like the Mahag. That if you count during the, if you didn't count at night, you should count during there without a bracha.
Well, that's
a
that
middle, bracha. Maybe. But then he says in Siv Ches, and in Shachach l'varach v'echad me'yomim, Bein Yom Rishon Bein Mishar Yomim. If you missed an entire 24-hour unit, whether it's the first day or any other day, Sofa Mishar Yomim below bracha. Can't count it with a bracha anymore. Except so Mesufa is different din. Okay? Why do you have to count during the day without a bracha? So the Magen Avraham and Sivkot and Yud Gimel write, because Mishum Dechsiv is Tmimus Tiena. He says, according to this Shita, Tmimos is not just a lechatchila. It's part of the mitzvah. It's so much part of the mitzvah that you can't do it with a bracha unless you do it with Tmimos. Doesn't mean that you can't do it at all. You get some credit for counting during the day, but it's not Tmimos. The Prima Gadim kind of says that you can't come with a bracha, but you still do it during the day. It's not with a bracha. You're missing it. Right. So it's a good point. So the Prima Gadim, let's take a look. The Prima Gadim on that Magen Avraham, the Eshel Avraham, Sifat Yud Gimel, 33. The Prima Gadim goes ahead to try and explain. He says, basically, there's a machlokas where the sphere is only at night or even during the day. Okay? So therefore, he says, the Prima Gadim, that the Mechaber is kind of like a compromised position here. Okay? He says, since some people say you can count during the day, like the Rambam and the Meiri, not only that, you can count during the day with a bracha, he says, okay, we'll follow that. But and then he says, but because there are some people who say that you can't count during the day, I'm not going to let you do it with a bracha. It sounds like a compromised position. And the Mishnah Berurah kind of says that too. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah there in the 34 and it's the Shaar Tzion in 35, okay, he quotes all the different shitas, right? He says, if you missed it at night, you can count during the day. Why? Let's look at Laman Gimel. So we've got Laman Gimel in 34. Kedas Harbe Poskin, Dibin Yevit, Sirus Yom, Ola Sira. Like the Rambam to me, during the day. It's okay. Even the Bahag said you can do it, right? On the other hand, you should do it below Bracha. Why? The Yesh Lachos, the Das HaPoskin, the Ainzon Sira, Ela Belayla. Because you have to be Choshish with those Poskin. Like you said, if something Brachas, okay, the stomach brachas will be
everything like that.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly correct. Exactly correct. Okay, and but he also says the same problem. If you missed an entire 24-hour unit, okay, look at Lamed Vav. So for Bishar Yomim Kedas Harbe Poskim, the Ainzon Sira Ma'akvin says that you should still count. Same thing. If you missed an entire 24-hour unit, the Reed and Amid Atam and all said you should still count. The Mechaber Pais still count, but in deference to the Bahag, who says you can't count without a bracha, he's always the compromised position. So that was basically, and that's the well-known practice that everybody knows about today. Ask any kid. We learn about Sirius Omer. Well, if you miss the whole 24-hour, you're out. You can't. Other people make a mistake. Doesn't mean you shouldn't still count. That's how you see. If you're still talking count, you know, just count without a bracha. The only thing is people don't, because once they feel they're out, I'm not bothered anymore. It's a mistake.
Well, that's listening
to another time. Another time. So
you're in that situation to be in a minion and
hit a bracha. Yes, that's what he was just saying. Yes, yeah, sure, for sure. But you're out, you know, people, even if you're out, you should still do the mitzvah. Still a mitzvah to count. Brocha's not makim.
Right,
exactly. That's the point. There's a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, a different matter. I mentioned in the past, you know, when he was yet in Russia. You know, there was a farmer asking the question. They had to put on tshuva very early in the morning, way before the regular zman, because it was during the wintertime. It didn't get light till late, whatever it was. So he paskin, like a minority view, that says you not only can put on tshuva, so you can put on with a brocha. Even though the postcum stage put on a bad suffix coming out of bracha. Whatever the issue is, I'm not going to go to the issue now, but he says, because he knows, if he's going to pass and tell the people, put on tefillin out of bracha, they're not going to do it at all. He says, forget it, you know. That's wrong, but he said, people get, in fact, there's someone passing like that, but the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, I think, hold, he came in by Siri, you can count with a bracha, you're not going to do it, you know, people's human nature. But anyway, so it comes out, to the way that Mr. Brewer, based on the Prima Gadim, they're all saying that the Mechaber is kind of a compromised position. And number one, if you miss counting at night, you can make it up during the day because some say you can count during the day, but not with a bracha. In deference, those who say you can't during the day. And if you miss an entire 24-hour unit, he says you can keep counting because many say you're allowed to keep counting. But again, not with a bracha. In deference, to the Bahag. The only thing is, we're still stuck because that may work for the Shulchan Aruch shop. But the Bahag himself didn't say for that reason. The Bahag didn't make his, he wasn't compromising.
I'm worried about something.
Yeah, he didn't sound worried about the other opinion. he's telling you his opinion. So we still need to understand why he would say you should count during the day without a bracha. The Chaver is saying, well, we're worried about those who show who. The Baha'i's not worried about those who show who disagree. He's telling his own opinion. Before we get to that, so we're chomping it a bit, the question about the bomb kasha about how can you count with a bracha. So Velvel Talavich, how can you say that it's not one long, that each night is not its own practice when we make a bracha each night, that kasha. How can you have a mitzvah? So the multiple parts. So the Velvel Talavich, the Chedusha Griz, on that Sugi Menachos Samach Vav 36, he quotes, he doesn't spell it out so clearly. He says, apparently, it's all one mitzvah. Okay, he says that the near bekavanas habahag, the second line, the sfirle, the mitzvah sira hakol mitzvah achati. Apparently, the mitzvah sira is always one big mitzvah. The way he explains it, right? That's the usual way to learn the Bahag. That's what he learns too. Okay, and then he says,
no, then he says,
yom v'sheva shabosa. So fine, but then he says, v'ha, one second. What's the place now? How can we make a bracha, independent bracha each night? Mishum dekein hadin b'chol ha-mitzvahs kol zman shalokim es kula b'varchim gam al chelek b'mena. He said, oh, it's a known thing. Okay, that doesn't elaborate. He says, any mitzvah which is not completed till you get the whole thing, you can make a bracha, even on the parts. So, it's
that's
a
part. I
understand.
So I wear a towel for 6 hours. Can make the bracha at the end.
So what is he talking about? So could be he's talking about the following. We find the parallel. He didn't spell it out, but I'll tell you where he finds the parallel. Okay? The mitzvah of sukkah. There is one mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. There's not seven different mitzvahs to sit in a sukkah. Okay? There's one mitzvah. But sukkah is teisu shivas yamin. Yet we make a bracha every single time we go in. Okay, every time we sit in the sukkah, we make a bracha. Because, right, it's not a new mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah sukkah on the third night as well as the first night as well as the seventh night. So in other words, that's perhaps an interesting parallel. That's the sugya and sukkah. Okay, men, hey, and beis, with the Rashi there, talking about lulav, sukkah, in terms of bracha. It's all about sukkah, shiva, lebracha. That's what the Gemara says. It's 7 days. So we make the bracha every time we go into the sukkah. Multiple times. We don't say it's a new mitzvah each time. It's the same mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. So therefore, then maybe that's what the Velvel Talmud is driving at with the Bahag, with the Surah too. It's one long mitzvah, but it has many different parts. Each time we do another part, it's another bracha. That's all. So that's the power. Okay.
One night, it gets the same scar as the guy that sits in seven.
It's like, scar.
We're not talking about scar. We're talking about...
Okay, here's the time for this. The guy only sits in the sukkah one, he sits
in yeah.
And then after that, he doesn't. Little afraid that first night wasn't.
No, sure it was. Sure was.
No, if a guy stayed in the sukkah the whole week and never went out, he wouldn't make another bracha.
Yeah. Now, by the way, there's some who hold the chidar. There's a chidar holds if you stay in the whole week, you still make a new bracha each day.
Oh, yeah?
Each day you make a new bracha.
Each night.
It's not. I mean, each night.
Why is that?
That is because
that
it's
means he's holding seven different mitzvot.
Right. He might hold like that. I'm saying, but you can hold. The Rambam doesn't have to hold that way. The Rahag doesn't have to hold that way. That's all I'm pointing out. You can have. There's such a shita. But what you just said is correct. There's no question. There's one mitzvah of a sukkah teishu shivas yamin. Each time you go in, we don't say it's a brand new mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah from the sukkah.
That's like talent.
In a certain sense, but there you never took it. You know. But anyway, that's the power. But I want to throw in something else. That's from Velvel Soloveitchik. So you know, take it or leave it. The Rav had a whole. Shepherd writes himself the same as Dinei Rav. In the back, he has a kuntres on Sirius Alman. It's printed up in a few places. He has a whole different explanation of the Bahag. He says our whole understanding of the Bahag is not what we thought it was. We thought that the Bahag holds that it's one big mitzvah. So we asked a bomb kashan, how do you make a bracha every night? So we have a possible terrace. The Rav held no, the Bahag didn't disagree. The Bahag agrees that it's not one, it's each night is its own mitzvah. Okay, the Rav perhaps felt it was such a powerful kasha that it's not possible to hold on. Again, his uncle had a terrace, and we said sukkah. It's not spelled out. I'm saying it over. Okay? It's not spelled out. This is Mipush more, but it's printed in the. Okay.
Not
printed here. So let's see. Oh, see, the Rav said this, the Bahag agrees. Every night is its own mitzvah. You got to, he says, because you get its own bracha. It's too powerful a kasha. All right, we had a terrace, but you know it's a strong kasha. So what's the pshat? So what is this business then? If you miss one night, you're out. Why? If each night is its own mitzvah, so now how do we explain the Bahag's opinion that if you miss the unit? The Rav says for a totally different reason. He said it's because the definition of a count is a progression. You don't count 1, 2, 3, 5. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So therefore, if you miss a night, if you miss a whole 24-hour unit, you didn't fulfill a mitzvah of sphere. It's not because each night's its own mitzvah. Yes, I agree. But if I miss an entire 24-hour unit, so I now can't count night 5 without having counted the unit of day 23. I can't count unit day 23 without having counted unit day 22. So it's not a mitzvah. That's right. Exactly. The idea, the definition of a sphere, the word counting, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, you don't skip. Okay? If you miss an entire, that's the link. So not that the Bahag holds its one big mitzvah. He agrees. Each night is its own mitzvah. Each night is its own mitzvah. I agree, says the Bahag. But I hold that if you miss an entire 24-hour unit, then you can't, your count is messed up. Your count is messed up. And the Rav held that was the shita, which we already saw some quoted Rav Yehudai Gaon, some quoted Rav Hai Gaon, as saying the first day. The Torah quotes from Rav Sadia Gaon, I have it in 39. Rav Sadia, top page test. Take a look quickly. Rav Sadia Kostas, Shim Shachav, Echon Yavim, Yivarach Yom Shachav, Chutz Milayla Rishon. He holds, if you miss a 24 hour, you're okay, except the first night. Why? Because Rav said, because you can't start with two. You want to tell me in the middle you miss one, okay, but not at the first day. You gotta start off right. You can't start right. Yeah, he said that's the swar of that shita, because a count has got to start at the beginning. You can't start counting in the middle. If I ask you how many books on the shelf, you're not going to count from the middle. You'll miss the whole first batch, right? He said, I'll call pun in the first night. And then he says something else fascinating. The Rebbe brought another riot. We don't have this practice. The Shmuel Aleket in Reish Lamadal quotes, we don't follow this. We're looking close to Shuas Hagon in 40. The Shuas Hagon is on Matzasi. Man de ishtali velo berach v'layla rishon v'varach v'lo sheni. If you miss one night, it doesn't mean for you miss one night. You know what you do the second night? You say, Esmo Havichad. You say what it was last night. I don't know how far back you can do that trick. Okay? But he says, if you miss a night, you miss day 22, you can say, okay, tonight was 22. Last night was 22, and tonight is 23. I'll count both. Forget about it. Right.
So even if you miss the first night, that's
right. Yes, that's what he says. That's what he says, yes. What's the pshat? The Rav said, what's the pshat in that shita? We don't accept the halacha. But by the Eli Rabba quotes it, 41. Eli Rabba is a later posting. He writes, close to Sheva Shalom, Sheyomar v'pam rishon shezachu esfaya kaf layom kaf. Yesterday was Latin, and the tie is this. And by the way, again, even though as I said, we don't accept it, but the bir halacha, the Mishabura brings it also. Simon Tov Pei Tes. He says the shita, he says at the end, the other achon, don't bring this, I'm not going to recommend the halacha, but he recognizes it. Said the Rav, what's the pshat in that? The answer is the pshat is because that way you kept the progression alive. By saying last night was 22 and now tonight is 23, you're still in because you're still keeping the whole idea of the count. The only problem, the Rav said, the only problem with the Bahag is if you hold that the Bahag said that, you know, it's one big mitzvah, what good does it do to say what last night was? I mean, you missed the whole unit. Who cares what last night was? But if you hold that the Bahag sheet is the whole idea of if you miss a day, you're out with a bracha because you blew the progression. Well, if I had some other way to continue the progression, and that's what the Rav said, now we understand why the Bahag says to count during the day without a bracha. Why? Because the mitzvah, the Bahag will agree with Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri that the mitzvah is at night. So if I miss it during the night, during the day, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah I lost. But I'm keeping the progression alive. So I count without a bracha. Right, without a bracha, I can keep the progression going. I missed the mitzvah for day 28 because I didn't count the night. He agrees with him to those like that. But he says, in order to keep the count alive, I can count the night. You can't make a bracha. Okay, the bracha is when you're mekayim the mitzvah. So the Bahag is saying counting, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says the mitzvah applies on the day two. The Miri says the mitzvah, but the Bahag doesn't agree with that.
I'm a necessity for the mitzvah.
Right, exactly. So therefore, I can't make a bracha. I can still count. It's still worthwhile to count. Okay? By the way, the chinuch also, okay, but this is that funny shita, look in 43, he says, Elamisha shachach yom echad, yom emesh haya kach below, emesh, last night. He mentioned also, but then he has a funny, the Rav made a fuss about this expression at the end of the chinuch, he says, umona hacherim im kol Yisrael. Then you count with the rest of Kal Yisrael. What is it with the rest of Kal Yisrael? The Rav suggests that maybe what he means is, you know, you can continue to count because although you missed it, but the Kal Yisrael kept it alive. So now, as long as you mentioned Emesh, you're still in. Impossibility. He also, Rav said, it also explains another shita. Okay? explains another shita. The Machzor Vitri in Sinekuv Dalad 45, and the Shmuel Aleket and Rishon Lamedalad, the Avuduham, many quotes from Rashi. This practice, you know, this time of year, a guy, he would have a practice where he would go to shul to daven mincha ma'ariv, but it would be earlier, before dark, okay? So he didn't want to make a bracha then because he made a bracha, it's not dark enough yet. So what he did was he counted, look at the Machzor Vitri, it's clear. Rebbeinu, that's Rashi. His follow Arvis Bayom. He davened ma'ariv when it was still light out. I don't know if it means before Shkia. I don't go into that now. Okay? Below Rotso of Arachal Sirus Omer. You don't want to brand Sirus Omer then. Kiyaya Doeg, Shemi Asabach. If it wasn't sure, it was a bracha atal. It was not light for you. But Besofer Machem Velo Birich. Okay? But he counted without a bracha. But you know, Tzmein, so what's he doing? Well, what's the purpose of counting then? Okay? And it's, many people disagree. Okay? The Shmuel Aleket quotes Matzah Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak, whoever that is, maybe that's Rashi's father. I don't know that they would daven very early again, especially this time of year because the Shkia is so late. That's probably not his father. But anyway, the first Rashi Chumash. Oh yeah, right. Oh, the first. Oh, the Gram Brachas. Yeah. Okay, so he's by Shkia Shema. Anyway, so he mentioned it. Avudraham mentions it. Okay, and the Beis Yosef quotes in Tov Pei Tes 48. We also had a mispalim at tibur b'od yom moni and mohem below bracha, and if I remember it by live, I'll count, and if not, I can't. So what kind? And Rashbam, what do you mean? He can count with the shul, hoping to remember later. But if he didn't remember later, he's still in. Well, so what's going on here? Was it game? Rashbam and chelak alasim reish lamed hay. As if what they bring from Rashi goes, I don't believe Rashi ever said something. It makes no sense. He said he told me mama. I don't think I ever said. What kind of business is that? Okay, but according to the Rav, fits in very well. Because according to the Rav, he said that the Rashbo's kasha no kasha, because he kept it. He may not be enochanami by counting that early point. Okay, when it's not really dark enough, whatever. He's keeping the progression going. He may not get credit for the mitzvah. And that's why, if he remembered later, you count with the bracha and make a bracha. Then it all fits in. So that was the Rav he said here. Okay, so
the inverse of what we said before.
The yes, right.
What if you have a mitzvah, not the sequence?
Right, you have the sequence, exactly. But these are all the Rav's rayas to this idea that there's a concept of keeping the sequence, or what I call the progression, same idea, alive. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siman Gimel 50. Hamispalim atzivu al yom mona imahem below bracha. Don't make the bracha. Then bim yizkor b'lalu yivarach yisbor.
Everybody's going to go and follow that.
No one's going to make the bracha. Yeah, right. It's a different problem. Okay, and the Magen Avraham in Sukkot Zion, first of all, quotes the Rashba, who Tain is against this. He says, I didn't think that how could it be? And it's against the, how could Rashi ever say it? He doesn't believe Rashi did say it. Okay, anyway, so Adam Shabura talks about it. He discusses what it's been on Shmosha, so it was earlier than Ben Shmosha. I don't have time to go into that now. The last thing that I want to mention is so my point is you have various nafkaminas or various offshoots to this question of whether. You know, it explains this sheet of the Bahag in a different way than most of us are accustomed to learn, which is the way we should have learned the Bahag. I mean, so, not that we're wrong. They all learned that the Bahag says there's one big mitzvah. The Rav has this, he saw it's not one big mitzvah, even according to the Bahag. And then there's no problem of why do we make a bracha. He agrees each night it's own mitzvah. What is the business of counting it a day? To keep the sequence, to keep the progression. And that impacts all these other areas that we talked about.
You can have a mitzvah with that. Oh, but then. You don't have a mitzvah.
I don't have a mitzvah that day. Right. Bahag will argue that if you miss counting day 28 at night, you did not get the credit for mitzvah on day 28, even though you counted during the day.
Next day.
But the next day, I can keep going.
But you spoil the sequence.
No, because I did count 28. You don't need the mitzvah.
Exactly.
That's the point. But that's why you can't make a bracha. That's the other sayings of Bahag's chat. Okay? The daytime preserves the sequence. After all, it is still day 28. It is day 28.
We're explaining why on the
Baruch
of the
Day, though. Right, Baha. Yeah, we are, because. Yes, because by keeping the sequence alive, now tonight I can count 29. I didn't miss 28. I didn't get credit for the mitzvah on 28, but I counted 28. So now. No, that's the point. Because, and the Shabbat says, like the Mechaber and the Prima Gadim, but again, that won't explain the Baha. Right. This explains the Baha himself, and they don't have to come on to that. Now that's the chiddush. And the Rav said all these other things fit in place. This business about missing day one, why is day one? Because you can't start counting with two. Even if you miss 26 and count 27, okay, but you can't miss one. Okay?
Unless you do the Olam Afreya thing.
Right, and then you have this whole Olam Afreya thing doesn't make any sense either, except according to the Rav's thing. And this business of,
if you say at the moment.
Right, at the moment. That doesn't make sense without the Rav's explanation.
Well,
Correct.
Now, the last thing I want to mention is this, we'll finish up. This also might impact the famous question that every bar mitzvah boy has in bar mitzvah during this time of year speaks about. Can a kid who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the year, you know, can he continue to count? So the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shinvav talks about it. Acharim Ozvav, Acharim Super Kushita Zohar Cotton. He counted. A from kid, he went to Meir every night. He counted, you know. But the first 22 days, he wasn't bar mitzvah. He was a cotton. Now, day 23, he might as well have his bar mitzvah tonight. So now, can he continue to count? Is what he did as a kid. Does it count tonight? Right. Oh, so you could argue that even though he wasn't Mekayim any mitzvahs, it was a cotton, it was chinuch, whatever. It wasn't the mitzvah serious to Omer. But according to the Rav, you don't need that. He has a sequence. Right, he has a sequence.
The first time before the bar mitzvah?
No, it's only chinuch.
It's
like he says the brach on tzitzis, he says the brach on tzitzis. It's a practice, but it doesn't count. Because it's chinuch.
Well,
that's
first of all,
it's
not a bar mitzvah.
That is the mitzvah to say. But anyway, that's the minchas chinuch clears. Okay? The Birka Yosef and the Chidos and the Topet Hashim Chof writes, Cotton Sheet will talk about Omer. The Chayn Gershon is Guy, we're talking about Omer. So the guy converts right now. Or another case, Onan. A guy who missed a day because he was in Avail. He wasn't there, right? Missed the whole thing. So he says, he thinks you should count without a bracha. He thinks you're out. Okay? Says the Chidos. He says the kid can't count with a bracha because what he did as a cotton doesn't count. Okay. On the other hand, the Abdenezer also says you count without a bracha. On the other hand, that's in Shuvah Sin, Tafkuf, Lam, and Tes, Chilkar Chaim. He writes, he asks the same question. Everyone's, you know, the big issue. Okay. Again, we don't have to go into all these details. We want to look it over because the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you can count with a bracha. Karavad Yosef, that's in the Bir Halacha, Taf Pei Tes, below bracha. He thinks he should be able to count with a bracha. Okay. Especially when certainly he was counting all along, which was like the Rav said. Okay. Yosef, Chelek Gimel, or Chaim Sinchav Chai says long, long tshuvas about this. Lamed Aleph at the very end. He also says without a bracha. Let's take a look at the Sefer Tshuvas on Haggas. That's back page 58 and 59. Two tshuvas on the Sternbuch.
You wrote that
okay.
Later than
the Modem's Zman? I think afterwards, yeah. So he refers to the Modem's Zman, yeah. So the Tshuvas on Haggas, Chelek Aleph and Shinyud Gimel, was where he deals with the question at the length. Okay. And he also seems to say that you can. Is stay with the bracha, but then he says later on, look what he says. Okay, it's a wild thing. But in Chelek Gimel Sim Kuf Mem Zayin, he says it discusses it matters what it's the rice or the rabbana, whatever, even for the kid is only. But where is it now? He says here's what you should do. If the kid wants to come, becomes bar mitzvah, look at the end of 59, four lines at the bottom. The Yomer Bezeh Haloshon. Let's say he becomes bar mitzvah on day 22. This will take him a while, but this is what he'll do. He'll say, L'machras ha-Pesach ha-Yom Rishon. It counts the whole L'mafreha thing. V'yom l'achras ha-Yom Sheni. And the next day was Yom Shishi. That's how he gets his progression. Goes all the way back to the first day. And he can then continue with a bracha. Okay, it's one bracha. It's night 22. Or Sternbach.
With the benefit of knowing what the Rav had talked about progression?
So, no, I don't think he knew about it. Maybe for his own. I've been dumb. No. The Rav himself, and that's a printed last source, so it's 60, is from Rechman's Rishima Shurim on Brachas, and the Ha'arist, on Dr. Tesla, Ha'ar 58, he discussed what the whole issue, again, he doesn't mention this here, okay, I mean, he talks about it, but does he, is there any chalos, okay, in a Mises sphere, does what a cotton did have any halach? Yeah, right. Does it have a standing, okay? Let's say I have a kid who tied a talus, made tzitzis, okay, it was a cotton. Okay, can he wear that if his bar mitzvah is tied by cotton, right? So when it's cotton, it's good. No, I'm just saying, so that's the question of what the kid did. I remember one of my oldest son became bar mitzvah, so his upshetel was the Kivega discussion. Let's say a kid becomes bar mitzvah on Tuesday night, that's his 13th birthday. So right before the sun, right before the stars came out, he had a big meal. Okay, now, and then it's time to bench. So it's time to bench, he's already a goal. Is his benching Doraisa? But the meal that he ate was his cotton. And not coming to be, can you know, lead the mezuzah, be mostly somebody else, right? So that's the whole question. Anyway, but I'm saying, but the Rav there mentions cotton sheet of the masira, but he does. Yeah, eat a little more. Here he says it's a question: is what he did as a cotton count as a chalos? He doesn't mention here the Rav this svara about the sequence. Okay, I was hoping he would, but he didn't. Okay, so Rav many times, you know, I mean, changed his mind or he didn't apply one to the other. But according to the issue of the sequence, then you would be able to. So it's okay, and that's interesting. Omer, hopefully we'll all be kind of this. Okay.